This is the way E! Online described a death in the news last week. Gary Gygax is gone. You've probably never heard of the guy, but he changed how we play, every one of us. That whole every one of us thing isn't precisely accurate. You probably already recognize that if you need to be told that Gary Gygax was a creator of Dungeons & Dragons, and that Dungeons & Dragons is a role-playing game that uses dice, maps, and imagination. The every one of us thing isn't precisely accurate for another reason. There's a whole group of people out there who would like to be playing Dungeons & Dragons right now, a group of people who would like to be changing their play, but can't. And that's because they're inmates in prison. And some prison wardens, it seems, don't like Gary Gygax's game. As much as E! Online would like to believe that our collective play has been changed by Gygax's creation, there's a wall, literal and figurative, between Dungeons & Dragons and today's Dungeons. Prisons, judges write, routinely ban the game. The argument goes that Dungeons & Dragons incites violence in prison because the players pretend to be characters, some pure evil, who fight and kill. It also mimics gang activity through a leadership role known as the Dungeon Master, the argument continues, and it compromises rehabilitation efforts by encouraging escape. One expert complained that it also encourages tattooing. I know all this because the inmates have done their best to continue Dungeons & Dragons play behind bars, so they've sued. There are fewer than a dozen cases reported in the law books regarding all this, but the inmates' passion for D&D, as it's called by those in the know, comes through every single one of them. I wonder if Gary Gygax ever thought about his game in a personal rights First Amendment sort of way. Inmates certainly have, arguing, among other things, that their First Amendment rights are violated when wardens ban the game in places like Oklahoma, Missouri, Utah, Wisconsin, and California. But here's the trouble. A judge, who may be like many of us, without a clue as to what the game is all about, has two choices. One, to believe the inmate, who says it's a game that can bring no harm, sort of like a grown-up version of Hi-Ho Cheerio. Two, to believe the warden, who brings with him experts on prisons, who testify all about alleged byproducts of D&D, the violence, the gang-like relationships, the escape-encouraging behavior, and the tattooing. First Amendment rights in prison, where multiple rights are restricted anyway, don't hold a candle to that sort of testimony. Not even a guy who claimed that D&D was an important part of his religion could convince the court. Besides, courts have written, every prison offers other games to inmates. Games like checkers. No, I'm not kidding. Now, sure, there's one reported case out there in which a court found that the prison had done the inmate wrong by confiscating his D&D materials, but that case is from 2003, and the bans and the pro-warden judicial opinions were coming relatively fast and furious in 2007. So in the end, maybe E! Online is right. Dungeons & Dragons has changed the way we all play. In prison, the play has changed to checkers. I'm Amy.